Welcome back to Cindy Palin, Music and Words, celebrating everyday people through song and story. Today, I'd like to share my experience of writing a musical score for my new children's book project. Before we dive in, let's recap. We've heard from our illustrator, Danielle LeMay, been able to learn about the importance of grieving and comforting with Rebecca Orr, and most recently, tapped into the world of publishing through Tandy Balson's ongoing writing journey. Not every children's book needs a musical score. In fact, they are not required. But my writing experience, even as young as 12 years of age, has always had words and music go hand in hand. I was reminiscing today on how I first got introduced to music itself. I was raised in a farming home with country and western roots, but exposed to classical music at the tender age of 2 by my mother, who loved to waltz to Johann Strauss. One of my first babysitters plunked out a simple, rough version of Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence, and I was hooked. Never more content to just listen, I had to learn and play and sing. I would often tell my younger siblings homespun bedtime stories, but had no idea that one day the story and the music would converge. I began writing songs at the age of 12, and as I've said before, songs are just really musical stories. Upon becoming an empty nester and a grandmother, those things I am most passionate about, my faith, family, music, and words have acutely risen to the surface, not just for pleasure, but to impact the next generation. My new book project is an opportunity to focus on a difficult subject, grief, and ultimately bring insight and tools to the readers for their unique journeys. How better to bring the story to life than compose a musical score to accompany it? Now, I've never done this type of thing before, but I've always dreamed of it. I have so much to learn, so bear with me as I share these snippets of melody and their special purposes with you. Undoubtedly, there are going to be many edits, so you, my listeners, get to be a part of the before and the after. And there you have it. I have snuck in the soundtrack alongside today's episode. Playful rhythms to illustrate a child's imagination. A tender ballad to represent loss. Percussive accents to portray rising emotions. Thank you for joining me today for Soundtrack Talk with Cindy Palin, Music and Words on Anchor FM by Spotify.